Here's Brett Bowen with This Week in Auburn Softball.
Tigers are back home coming off a top 25 weekend series against Missouri. Another big matchup this weekend at Jamie Moore Field against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Welcome in Auburn head coach Mickey Dean, Coach War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach, it was a good battle all weekend in Columbia against Missouri. Your takeaways from that series and the way your team was able to respond in game three.
Well, I was proud of the way we played on Sunday. In all facets of our game, defense, offense, pitching. I just wish we had brought it together a little bit sooner on Friday and Saturday. But it's tough to go in on the road, be down 0-2, and come out with a big win on Sunday.
I was reading your comments from both game one and game two, and in both days you seem to talk about the little things and how those things matter. How do you use those games at this point of the year to teach and to continue to get better week to week?
Well, what happens sometimes is you let the little things build up and they start to snowball. And then all of a sudden you lose control of the game. And we did a decent job on Friday of staying close, but then again, we make little mistakes. And on the road, it just seems to really be so much bigger than at home. It always does. And then, of course, the game on Sunday, the game on Saturday, we never really gave ourselves a chance. But we like I said, we put it together on Sunday, which was nice. That's difficult to do sometimes on the road. So I was proud of the way that we handled that.
How much of playing on the road in those circumstances, sometimes as a team and as a coaching staff, you just have to experience it for the first time this year. And that's what Auburn had to do this past weekend, was go on the road for a first true road test that wasn't in a neutral site tournament.
Yeah. We have a lot of juniors in our lineup, but still you've got some that have never played in an SEC series. And then to turn around and play that series on the road, top five RPI team, you've got some nerves going on. And you have to play through it. And I thought we did a good job of settling in, handling the atmosphere, because the crowd on Sunday was much larger than the crowds on Friday and Saturday, and they were much louder, much more hostile, and I thought our team did a nice job of handling that.
You got some really good innings in the circle, I thought, all 3 days. The first one that stood out, though, was day two and Shelby Lowe and what she was able to come in and do for you in relief, Coach. How important for her was that outing on Saturday in game two to be able to get over the hump and pitch some of her best softball of the season?
Yeah, she was feeling good. She did a really nice job. It's always you have to make a decision between who you're gonna start, who you're gonna bring in relief, and sometimes you do a good job of making that decision, and sometimes you wish you'd gone the other way. But it happens, and Annabelle has come in behind Shelby and done a bang up job, and now Shelby comes in behind Annabelle and does a bang up job. So it gives your team a chance, at least an opportunity. And we went the rest of the game, didn't give up another run. But the problem was, is we'd already dug ourselves a hole and we never got out of that hole.
Game three, Maddie Pinto was on her A game, another complete game shutout for Maddie. What was working for her on Sunday and how was she able to get stronger throughout the weekend?
Well, she did a really nice job. Everything that wasn't working on Friday was working on Sunday. And she had her changeup going, her drop ball, her rise ball. Everything was working. She kept them off balance. She had good defense behind her. That was the thing we had talked about the previous two games, is that our defense needs to have our pitchers' backs, and our pitchers need to have our defensive teams' backs, because you can't have both making mistakes. And we kind of had that in the first two ball games. But on Sunday, whenever the defense made a mistake, Maddie was able to step up and shut it down. And whenever Maddie made a mistake, our defense made a really nice play. So, you know, we had some really big plays on Sunday. And we had a runner called out for leaving early on. We threw a runner out at home. Some big plays.
Offensively, you had some timely hits throughout the weekend, most of those coming from Amelia Leck. She had a two home run day, drove in four of the six runs. Just your thoughts on her and how she's able to be a positive impact on your lineup week in and week out.
Well, you know, that was a perfect example right there of someone who hadn't played in the SEC series yet. And you kind of felt the nerves a little bit early on in that series and then kind of got relaxed. And then she got that big hit. That double on Saturday, and then the next thing you know, she's cutting loose on Sunday. We always tell our kids, you know, don't carry so much baggage around because you're one swing away from a streak. And so she was able to get that double on Saturday. It carried over into Sunday, and she had a great day.
Well, no midweek game this week. How do you build off of that game on Sunday, get back home and get back in the routine as you welcome in a good Arkansas team here this weekend?
Well, for us, it's making sure that we're sharpening up the things that, you know, each individual player does a good job at, and then working on those things that we need to work on. Same as a team, you know, make sure you're staying sharp on the things that you do well, and then working on those things that you need to work on. And, you know, that starts with today's practice, and that's where we'll start.
Well, you and I have talked many times over the last 7 years about in the SEC, you can't get too high and you can't get too low. Is that the message this week? As again, it's another grind against another good team.
Yeah, you know, you have to embrace the journey and really love the journey. You can't get so hyped that every breath you take in a game is like life or death. It's just not, it doesn't work that way. And so you really, I know the old cliches and people get tired of hearing it, but it's really just one pitch, take a deep breath, move on to the next. Learn from your mistakes, build on your successes, rely on your teammates, be a great teammate. And, you know, move on to the next day.
Arkansas, they've been at the top of the SEC in most of the last 5 years under Coach Dyfel. What can Tiger fans expect from this year's squad, Coach?
Well, they've been pitching it well. And, you know, they're more of a power-hitting team. And so, you know, we get to face another good team. And like I've told people and I've told you, you know, according to the rankings, everyone we're going to play is better than us. So it's another great challenge.
Excited to be back at home at Jamie Moore Field. For some of your players, this will be the first SEC series at home. How excited is this team to get back and play at a place where Auburn's had a lot of success under you?
Yeah, I think they are excited, especially when your first SEC series is on the road. It's nice. It'd be nice to get back home. And, you know, I'll be glad to get through that first inning, get the jitters out of the way, and then let our kids settle in and play ball.
The Tigers open a three-game series against Arkansas on Friday. Coach Dean, wish you all the best this weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
For Tigers head coach Mickey Dean, that'll do it for this week in Auburn softball.